You might want to hold on to it. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. We've done a number of stories lately about wheat and how there appears to be a huge surplus in recent times. Last year's bumper crop added to that, and let's take into account what happened to this year's crop. In a conversation with Blaine Jacobson, executive director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, he told me that this year's crop was extraordinarily good, which led to the question from me, the future prices look good if people could just hold on to it. What are you hearing there, Blaine?
I think there will be upward pressure on prices as the traders really evaluate the crop from elsewhere and as they get a better handle on inventories. I don't know that there's as much inventory out there as what is being reported. And then a lot of the global inventory that's being reported is not in the market. You know, it's in places like China that won't be trading it. Last I heard, the Canadian harvest was running behind schedule. They were having some of the problems that the Dakotas were having, and they might have a smaller crop than expected. And then Australia has been having some dryness problems. And so I think once some of these factors work their way into the marketplace, there will be upward pressure on the prices. The hard red winter crop out of the Midwest is not terrific. Kansas had a lot of protein down in the single digits again.
So Blaine's advice, hold on and see what happens. Patience is a virtue, and for a wheat farmer, in this case, it might be a must. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.